Hi, welcome to Sunday with Sammy. I am Samantha. Today we're going to have a think about St. Paul and potholes. They say that when something is going on in your life, then you see it everywhere. The car you bought, because you'd rarely seen one in that colour, is suddenly parked everywhere you go. Everyone else is having a baby, it would seem, to the couple struggling to conceive. You hear nothing but the bright future of the school you have just decided to take your child from early, as you thought there was a better chance for them elsewhere. The list is pretty endless. Personally for me, it's a word or phrase at the moment, and that is calling. During intercessional prayers on Sunday, the layperson was asking for prayers of those exploring their vocation to the priesthood. Oh, I thought, that's me. In a home group yesterday, Brian Wilson from Hillsong said, "You must walk worthy of the calling for what you are called." Again, I wondered if he was talking directly to me. Of course he wasn't, but my mind is tuned to that word and that turn of phrase due to my circumstances. Now, something that affects every single one of us at the moment is potholes. Whether you drive and need to avoid them, or you don't and walk around praying that cars will avoid them, especially the ones still filled with water. I have to admit, and this won't be the last time you hear it from me, but I have an immense respect for St. Paul. Not only because of the way he continuously admitted what he had done wrong, not to get forgiveness, after forgiveness after forgiveness, because I hope you know that when you ask God with all sincerity for his forgiveness and grace, you get it. And you don't then need to feel any guilt about what you've been forgiven for. You must not, however, go and do it again. As I wrote last week, when Jesus dismissed the adulterous woman, he said, "Go and sin no more." Paul's main writings in the Bible, apart from Acts, are his letters to various churches in Christendom. Paul set up the church of Ephesus, as described in Acts 19, and its urgency in his detailed explanations of that congregation's relationship with Jesus Christ could be due to it having been written not long before his death, around AD 62. Well, let's have a look. Starting in verse 1 of chapter 4, he writes, "In light of all this, here's what I want you to do. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk, better yet run, on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily, pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences and quick at mending fences." So in his typical style, he starts with a firm instruction. Get going, you lot. Stop messing around. You know what to do. What are you waiting for? If I have to get out of here, I'm going to come over there and give you a good shake. But I can't, so you'll have to read my words and do as you're told. Through me, by Jesus Christ. Paul never took any credit for his work. He always said it was the work of our Saviour Jesus he did. Paul also talked in verse 3 about being quick to mend fences. This is hugely important, and as Christians we must take the initiative. I speak from a very recent experience when I say, you will be nervous. You will want to back out. And yes, you may have the door slammed in your face. You might even be verbally abused. But God knows you did it for the right reasons, and he loves you all the more for it. Also, as was in my case this week, you might not get the door slammed in your face, in which case you have a win-win scenario. 4 continues through 6 with, "You were all called," oh, here we go again, "to travel on the same road and in the same direction. So stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness." 7 to 13 goes on, "But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each one of us is given his own gift. But what you are thinking, does this have to do with potholes? Well, not much, to be honest. But we do have them in common, and probably will do for a while yet. However, everything, as we've discussed previously, happens for a reason. And when I stopped the car earlier today to avoid a rather large pothole, I looked to my right and saw a minutes-old newborn lamb taking its first tentative wobbly steps. Had I been driving, I would have missed that sight. That wonderful sign that spring is on her way. And through all the trials and tribulations, rain and darkness, there is new life springing forward. New hope is on the horizon. And together, in oneness, with our heads held high, being careful if we're running, of course, we can all reach the goal that Paul talks of, through commitment to God and in loving one another. The road is the same, and potholes may make us stumble, but by wearing the whole armour of God, we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Thank you, Father, for new life shown to us in your wonderful creation, for the buds on the trees, the daffodils and the crocuses, for the lambs and the piglets, and for each one of us born because of you and saved because of the birth of your precious Son. As we continue to draw closer to you this Lent, remind us quite how wonderful your world can be, and your word, and bless each one of us every day. Amen.